He must go off.
Yeah. He goes to 19, which is in Fox Street. Making anything? Has he done this? Carol, drive run with Carol.
Can you stick around afterwards, please? I need to check.
I have.
Hope you're feeling apologetic.
No pressure.
Janet. I better make sure that's on.
You can have your whole.
All those movies.
Nine or two years now, I'll turn.
You just slide over.
It's with Gene.
Yeah.
Shredded.
Turns off nuts.
Shredded.
Okay, we're good.
So why are you doing it?
Put your gavel.
He put a great song about that.
What, Ben and Gavel?
Do you want to sing it?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Orville City Council. This evening, we're going to have prayer and pledge, if I can get my tongue to untangle just long enough, for Newt Brenneman. Would you please stand with me?
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father God, you are holy and honored above all else. May your perfect will and heart be known on the earth, known in Orville, and followed. Father, let the blessings of heaven, your peace, security, and enrichment come to earth. God, help us to see our mistakes and turn them around to see your forgiveness, and in turn help us release forgiveness to those who hurt us. Father, we know you have a path of growth for each of us. Help us to take your lead where we are safe and fulfilled in your purposes. God, I thank you for all the leaders in our community, whether in business, education, the church, media, the arts, or the government. I ask for your blessing, your protection, your guidance, and wisdom. Father, especially for these city leaders, our mayor, this council, and the department leaders, I ask for your blessing and protection for them and their families. Please provide everything they need as they make decisions and govern this city. We ask for all of this to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Asparis Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis Sr.
Here.
Horseman.
Here.
Larson.
Here. Thank you. We have two separate sets of minutes to approve. The first one is from our regular meeting on November 18th. Everyone should have received a copy. I will need someone to make a motion. Mr. Corbin.
I'll move we approve it as posted.
Okay.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spiros.
Wilson.
Abstain.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Abstain.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Porkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Thank you. I will move to the second set of minutes. This is from November 25th. It was a special meeting. Need a motion to approve, please? Mr. Hampshire?
So moved.
And second, Mr. Porkman.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes. Abstain.
Okay. We don't have any public comments scheduled for this evening, so we'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Espiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is a new piece of legislation on tonight, Resolution 5219, regarding amendments to our appropriations for 2019. Ms. Strimlin will have a few comments, I believe, on that. Looks pretty much straightforward. Other than that, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to utilities. Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utility Committee has no report.
Thank you. Move to health and safety. Mr. Espiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and safety has not met. However, there is legislation tonight, Resolution 5319, considering the air compressor, the breathing unit. So we'll talk more about that when that comes up.
Thank you.
That's all I have for tonight.
All right. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report from Parks and Recreation.
Transportation. Mr. Shute.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report, but I would like to say I believe everybody in town is happy that High Street is completed.
I don't think there's anyone happier than me, sir.
I did have a few reports from citizens mentioning the fact that there's a number of cars going much over the speed limit right now because it is so nice. So I would tell the chief you might want to do a little more patrolling.
We'll get on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to mention that we've had an alley vacation request from Julie Deal Molax just off of Lenore Street. The Planning Commission has voted to recommend it, and I would agree. So unless there's any questions or comments from council, we'll pass it on to get legislation done.
Okay. Thank you. Move to ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met. I have no report.
Thank you. Administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few items tonight. First off, our employee of the month for December is Hank Curry. Hank is a water plant operator and just started working for the utilities this past July. He performs a wide variety of duties, including operating and maintaining the water plant. He has learned things very quickly and has been a great addition to the team down there. Hank previously worked for Shreve and lives in Worcester. He is in his spare time, he enjoys working out at the gym and spending time with family and friends. So we're glad to have him aboard with us here. Would like to say that I think the Home for the Holidays went very well. It seemed like we had a very good turnout. Numbers-wise, I didn't really get out and around much because I was down in City Hall passing out lots of hot dogs. I'll let Mr. Brettinger give some probably finer details on numbers and all that sort of thing. I'm sure he'll have that. But I think it went well, and glad for everybody's help, not only here that helped us, but also in all the different businesses in town that contributed and helped out with that. Hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. Things seem to be rolling along real fast. Christmas is going to get here before we know it, since Thanksgiving was later. So we're rolling into December real quick. So that's all I have tonight. Thank you,
Mayor. We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple things. As Mr. Shute mentioned, High Street was completed. There's just a tiny bit of temporary striping we yet to do. Hopefully the weather will cooperate to get that done, and it actually does look like we may be able to squeeze it in. That is the temporary striping. They'll come back in the spring for the permanent, as well as do the seating as well at that time. Service Department has begun their final pass-through for our leaf pickup. They have now done one round of the south end as well as the north end, so the entire city's been done one round. Now they go back to the south end and kind of pick up any miscellaneous piles that have since formed, which the weather, I guess, has cooperated, I guess if you want to call it that, with the high winds, and so there are some piles definitely left to pick up. So they will be out and about for the next couple weeks through December 13th. So if you have a pile out there that you've formed in the last couple weeks, we are going to be around to get it. If you have any questions, by all means, call City Hall 330-684-5000. I guess with no media here, that message is to all of us, I guess. But so, but yeah, they are back around. Next couple weeks, they'll be out and about to finish up. That's my report for tonight.
Anyone have any questions? Thank you. We'll move to our utilities director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. As the mayor mentioned, the utilities did sponsor some hot dogs for Home for the Holidays. We did pass out a little bit over 600 of them there. So a lot of good help from a lot of volunteers from City Hall and the utilities. And something we've been doing for the past couple of years to help support that effort. The only other item I have is that the utility board's last week meeting, they elected to partner with our state association AMP to build the second transmission line. If you recall, we've been talking about this line for a number of years since the EPA changes started restricting the operation of the plant. We've been studying a number of options, but mostly the delay has been due to needing to follow and work the legislative and policymakers and in D.C. to preserve some operating flexibilities and probably more importantly, being able to retain our ability to do peak shaving. And that's the when we operate the plant during those peak periods of time that we receive those huge transmission credits to offset the transmission fees. And that hasn't been decided upon until recently. And those were through efforts not only from us, but through our state association and APPA that convinced the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to accommodate us some of those changes. So with that, we looked at our own state association, who formed a new business in January this year, puts them in position to become a transmission builder, a transmission owner, and a transmission operator. And what that does for us, as we evaluated their role, as well as possibly partnering with American Electric Power or First Energy, the way the regulations are written now, it allows us the ability to partner with third parties in construction of these very costly transmission projects and avoids us the cost of paying for them directly, which is that if you recall, we were looking at, when we approved some legislation a few years ago, we were looking at having to make a commitment of over $15 million in addition to some substation improvements. Those costs, at $15 million at that time, were to be borne by us. Now the way the regulations are written and some of the policies we've been able to influence over the past couple of years, those costs will be shifted to the owners or the operators and the users of that transmission line, which frees up a lot of that money to be used on substation upgrades we need to make and some other generation projects that we're looking at. So we will be embarking down this path to develop that line with AMP over the next several months. This is roughly a four-year process. Year of that would just be involved in the permitting. We will be looking at the resolution that was approved previously. We may have to make some amendments or possibly look at doing a new resolution in itself, since the structure is a little bit different, and mainly because we will not be owning those lines going forward. Our original resolution kind of implied that we were going to build, own, and operate that line, and that will not be the case with this project. So as this project evolves and we get some more of those details known to us in the months to come, we'll be updating council and board on progress on that. And I'll be happy to entertain any other questions we have at that. We had a rather lengthy meeting at our board discussion. Councilman Korfman, President Baker were, was present there, and I think some of you guys may have stopped in towards the end. prior to your special meeting. So if you have any questions on that, let me know. With that, that's all the comments I have tonight, Mr. President. Thank you. Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. Bradinger, for all the work that went into that. It really is a pretty tremendous project to pull off. So we thank you.
That's time was on our side this time. So that's thank you. Should be interesting and keep us providing the reliability that we're used to, all of our customers are accustomed to, and avoids us a lot of financial exposure.
Thank you, Mr. Bradinger.
You're welcome.
I'll move to our finance director. Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has been busy with our ERP project and several year-end items, and also monitoring our appropriations now that we're close to the end of the year. We do have some legislation about those appropriations, and I'll explain that in more detail when it comes up on the agenda. That's all I have.
Thank you. Our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. For my report this evening, I have one item to present to council. We need to have a motion made to appoint two members to the Fireman's Dependency Board for 2020. The members are to be Ed Hershey and Robert Valentine. Yes, sir.
I move that we approve those two nominees to the board.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Asteris.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparagus Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparagus Jr.?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll now move to our old business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance E-19. I move this ordinance be placed on third reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Bear Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bear Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ordinance E-19, an ordinance amending Part 11 Planning and Zoning Code of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Oroville, Ohio.
Anyone have any questions or comments? This is on third reading. And we have had a nice one-inch thick booklet to look through. A lot of reading in there. But does anyone have any comments? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm excited about this. And it's been kind of a pet project of mine, Comprehensive Plan 2011. This is one of our recommendations that we go ahead and get done. I'm glad we have it done. And you're right, it's a one-inch thick booklet. It was a binder about 3 inches thick. So. The simplicity and how it's made easy. And I think I mentioned I had a citizen contact me, and in 30 seconds I was able to find an answer, whereas before I had to put it aside, call them back, do some research. So to get this done, I think it's going to be better for us as well as the citizens as they go forward and want to do things in our city and help us grow. So I want to thank council for working with us.
Thank you. Any other comments? Go ahead, Mr. Larson.
I move this ordinance be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparagus Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparagus Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 4719. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second. Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparagus Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparagus Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Resolution 4719, a resolution authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into contracts without bidding, each for a 1-year period, for various services and supplies required by the Department of Public Utilities, Oroville, Ohio, for year 2020.
Mr. Redinger, any comments here?
No other comments other than what was discussed at the last council meeting. This is an annual resolution that covers miscellaneous products and services the utility traditionally uses over the course of the year by combining them all in this one resolution that avoids us coming back to the council dozens of times to approve individual resolutions. All the items listed on here are what we have traditionally going out and still seek bids for, but not through the formal bidding process. So if there are any items on there that you have any questions on, I'd be happy to answer or clarify any of those. But no changes from our discussion that we had at the prior council meeting.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
I move Resolution 4719 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asperger Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution 4819. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asperger Sr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asperger Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 4819, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2020, and declaring an emergency.
Anybody like to make any comments on this one? Yes, ma'am.
I can comment on this. This legislation essentially gives us the ability to expend funds for the first 3 months of 2020 so that we have a full year of experience before we finalize those by April 1st.
Any questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes.
I'm sorry, we should let this go the whole three readings.
Let it go the full three. Yeah. One more reading, next meeting. We'll now move to new business then.
Resolution 5019. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asperger Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asperger Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 5019, a resolution to accept the recommendations of the Oroville Tax Incentive Review Council regarding tax abatements for companies located in the City of Oroville, Ohio.
All right. Anyone have any questions for this? Mr. Wheeler?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Tax Incentive Review Council met a couple weeks ago. They did make a motion to continue each of these current tax abatements in place. We did meet with each representative as well and kind of got feedback from them in regards to how their business is and making sure that they're in compliance with the abatements. And the meetings went very well, and I think for the overwhelmingly most part, they had very positive, they've been very positive about where their business is currently as well. So that's kind of good news to pass on to all of you. So be glad to answer any questions. This is our annual resolution that we do.
No questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asperger Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Junior?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move resolution 5019 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Corbin?
Yep.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Junior?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Asparis Senior?
Yes.
Resolution 5119. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Junior?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Senior?
Yes.
Corbin?
Yes.
Resolution 5119. A resolution authorizing the Director of Safety and Service to enter into a contract to provide for tax abatement for real property for Jerry Baker Properties and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Representing this evening from the Orville Historical Society, Mr. Vance would like to make a statement. Would you state your name and address for our clerk, please?
Paul Vance, 738 South Mill Street in O-Town. Thanks, Mr. President, members of council. I've been a member of the Orville Historical Society Board for a couple of years. And I went on specifically, one of the purposes was to help them decide the disposition of the Orville Historical Society Museum, otherwise known as the Ludwig Building or the Manhattan Building, where the Manhattan restaurant was across the street there from the depot. Beginning in January of 2018, I began to solicit estimates for the repair or renovation of that building, and they far exceeded the society's ability to be able to fund the necessary repairs. The cost came anywhere from $350,000 to $750,000, and the society was not prepared to be able to conduct that kind of fundraiser, as well as maintain the other property, the Smith Orr Homestead. So we began to assess what our options were. The Historical Society Museum was being used by about a dozen people every other Saturday. It was the only hours it was open. Meanwhile, the Smith Orr Homestead is being used regularly for all kinds of small events and gatherings. And so we decided that our asset really was the Smith Orr Homestead, and we're going to put our resources there. And so last November, we held a public meeting at the Manhattan restaurant and explained the entire situation to the community, anybody who was interested. The newspaper was there. We got good coverage. And about 50 people attended. And really, no one in the community was stepping forward and saying, yeah, I want to help raise the funds. Let's save this building. And so at that point, we made the building available then for sale. And Jerry Baker Properties, as on your agenda, has been the party that has stepped forward, and he has been very open to what the community would like to see here. And he very much is in line with the Historical Society's goals of let's maintain that building, let's save that building. It was built in 1872, and everybody, I think, would like to see us save that building. Of course, the amount of renovations that are going to be required is going to significantly increase the tax bill on that. And so as an incentive for someone to invest the kind of money required to save that building, that's why this tax abatement is on the agenda. It is necessary for us to effect the sale of the building. If it doesn't go through, I don't really know of any other options for that property. No one else has come forward. And the cost, like I said, for the Historical Society to do what is needed there exceeds our capacity. So I hope that you will consider approving this abatement. That will allow the sale of this building then to go through. And if you could pass it on the first reading, that would be great to help with that transaction. But we very much appreciate your consideration of this. I know this is a new abatement for you, and I hope that by this amount of investment going into that building, it will spur additional investment downtown as well. Because Mr. Baker has shown that he does an excellent job with the properties that he works with, and I think it's going to be an attractive building that this community will be proud of. And really, from our standpoint, it's the best possible outcomes of all the outcomes we could have had. So thanks very much for your consideration.
Do you have an idea what he's going to put in the building? Is it just going to be historical stuff, or are we going to have a retail business of some type?
Everybody keeps saying they want a brewery. So he is open to that, but I think he'll be soliciting additional ideas. But I think there would be some kind of eatery or a brewery, something like that, on the lower level. And then because of the bike trail that we'll be going through, this is going to be part of actually the Great American Rail Trail. People riding coast to coast are going to come right through Orrville. We'll be looking for a place to stay. And so he was very open as well to having kind of some sort of lodging upstairs as well. And part of Orrville Development Foundation's plans for that area, we're dreaming right now, but maybe have a boutique hotel or something like that where people could stay. So those are kind of the front runners, but no real serious talks have taken place just because we've needed to get these kinds of things done. But that's kind of the idea that was thrown around, and he was very open. I don't think he's settled on that, but he's really very open to the community and ideas from the community and what would work there.
What if the business that goes in there with Mr. Baker doesn't pan out in several years and they walk away from it? Mm-hmm. What happens with the abated taxes and stuff that we've agreed to here, or will agree to, or possibly agree to?
What happens is it's a little bit different now when we're talking CRA and enterprise zone, because you take personal property tax out of the mix. Once they've done the improvements to the building, those improvements are there. He's proposing to create 4 new jobs. So what would happen is the abatement would stay in place, provided that there's some business in there. We've had multiple entities move in and out of buildings that have an enterprise zone in it, and you basically come back and do an amendment with whoever the new entity is. The draft agreement is included with the legislation. Right now it's just with Jerry Baker Properties. He has not identified a tenant. If he does not create the 4 jobs with Jerry Baker Properties, then we would amend that agreement and include whatever business is included, because they would be the job creators. There's kind of 2 pieces to that: whoever holds the real estate and then whoever is creating the jobs. Sometimes they're the same entity and sometimes they are not.
They would also be subject to the bed taxes?
If it was a hotel, yes, then it would be subject to the bed tax, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Wheeler, this is within our recently expanded community reinvestment area, is that correct?
It's definitely one of the priority areas for the revised CRA, correct?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the right, 1872, age of the building, are there any current, the way the building sits, any current health or safety issues?
I would guess yes.
That's an understatement. But yeah, I mean, when we went in there, my assessment of the building, I found mold in certain areas of the building, just because that soft brick, it's the same kind of brick that the building with the bouquet shop was made out of. When they got into that, they ended up having to tear all of that down. So the same, you can write your initials in that brick. And so the moisture is penetrating through that brick. It's causing the plaster all to come down. And then the moisture in that area has been causing some mold on even artifacts of the historical society there. So there is a concern there. There was a roof problem that we did repair. But I'm sure some moisture got in there as well. And so the plan really isn't to do anything with that brick. It's simply to build over top of it. And so it leaves that whole issue, because the answer to it, some people say, well, you have to seal the brick to not allow the moisture through. Well, in order to do that, you have to take the paint off. Well, you can't take the paint off because the brick is so soft. And so there's just this conundrum on what to do. So he's just going to go right over top of it.
So to this point, he's asked for 15 years, 100% abatement, which is why we knew this was coming, which is why we amended our CRA limits. It's a unique situation. Right now, the building is not, they're not paying any taxes. They're a charitable organization. They only pay assessments. So the school board is receiving $0 from this property. We went to the school board at their November 21st meeting because they have to approve this abatement. They did approve it for the 100% for 15 years. It actually will be a gain for them because Mr. Baker will have to pay the taxes on the property. I believe it's at like $46,000 is what the appraised value is. So he will be responsible to pay those taxes once he owns that, and then it'll be 100% on the new taxes generated from any renovations. So actually the school board will actually be getting more money than what they are currently. And obviously if this project doesn't go through, let's be real, it's going to get demolished. So again, they'll be getting absolutely nothing. He still has to go before the design review board, and that will be next week's meeting to kind of review all of the plans that he has for the building. Do you have a question, Mr. Shoup?
Question, President. Should we have any concerns about this opening the door for future projects asking for a 100% tax abatement for 15 years in the future?
I think this situation is unique in the fact that this is basically, this is the last chance for this building. It's going to be demolished.
Legally, are we opening ourselves?
Well, legally, anybody can ask for anything.
Yeah.
But the school board has to approve it, and this council has to approve every single agreement that we have.
So there's no precedent for any future entity to take this situation to court?
It's a case-by-case basis based on job creation, based on level of investment. And I think this is the situation that 100% abatement is created for. It's our intent to only bring you these type of projects. I have one more in my head that I could think of. Somebody wanted to take a stab at that building, that might be one that would consider 100% abatement in the downtown, and that's pretty much it. Obviously, when we increased it to 100%, it's only for rehab of commercial and industrial buildings. Nobody can come in with a new building and say, hey, I want 100% abatement. They're limited to 75%, but our typical is 50%.
There's two things I wanted to just add to, and Mr. Vance, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the way this situation really works out nice is the Historical Society was facing basically having the building torn down because you weren't able to use it. It was declared unsafe by the county engineer. You've now received a purchase price. You know, I won't go into what that is. I don't know if we are allowed to even do that, but at least they got something out of that building. The other thing I wanted to just mention, when the word hotel goes around, it's not a hotel like out on 57. What's the word for that?
Hostel.
What?
Hostel.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically pretty rough quarters. John probably knows this and Rich better than anybody, with the bike people that, you know, they're looking for a place to roll out a sleeping bag or something inside with a toilet and washroom upstairs that, you know, is used. So it's not, you know, people are going to think, how are you going to get a hotel up in the top of that building? It's different than what most people's idea would be. Just so everybody doesn't run out of here thinking that there's going to be a new hotel.
Make one clarification. It wasn't declared unsafe by the county engineer. It's just we saw the mold and those conditions in there and said, you know what, we don't think we ought to be having groups of people go through. So that's what it was.
Any other questions or comments? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. In either case, what's going to happen with the artifacts that are currently inside that building?
There's been a huge moving project that's been going on the past several months, and so we've been storing some of those items at Runyon's Furniture. It's provided some areas for storage, storing some items in the garage area at the historical or at the Smith-Oler Homestead, also in the basement, in the attic, anywhere we can find places. A few items that weren't deemed relevant to the story of Oroville were offered for consignment or for sale to outside buyers on a very limited basis. But we have brought in a curator, a professional curator who helps with historical societies and museums. We brought her in at our last board meeting to help guide us in that process. Now, what do we do with our collection now that we don't have, you know, a two-story building to display all of that stuff? So it's kind of like our own houses. A lot of stuff just kind of accumulated that really, you know, people donated but don't really further the story of Oroville. So we'll be going through that process of editing the collection. But right now, it's all being stored either at Runyon's or at the Smith-Oler Homestead itself.
Is there an idea then that maybe on a rotational basis those things would be brought out?
I'm sure it's going to be something like that, yeah. But we haven't gotten that far yet. We've just been trying to get that stuff out of there. Yeah, so.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you. We are being asked to pass this on first reading as possible.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Portman.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Pierce Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Pierce Sr.?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
I move resolution 5119 be adopted as read.
Sorry. Second, Mr. Corbin.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Pierce Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Pierce Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 5219. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Ms. Pierce Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Pierce Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 5219, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. This legislation modifies appropriations for this year, 2019. Some of the changes are housekeeping items that we do almost every year. Other changes are being driven by some extenuating circumstances. First, I just want you to know that we're not making any changes to the general fund. The first tax-supported fund that we are changing, though, is the solid waste fund. That's simply a pass-through account. Citizens pay for waste disposal service, and then we pay the provider. So this amendment is simply a timing issue with the billings. For the grants fund, a $710,000 decrease is necessary due to some projects that weren't completed. One of the auditing tests is to compare current revenues with current appropriations. Since the project isn't complete, we're not going to be receiving the reimbursement revenue, so we need to decrease those appropriations. The capital improvement fund, this change is necessary. The trail project was carried over into 2019, and appropriations were inadvertently omitted when they were included in 2018, and then they were not carried over. We had some minor changes to the EMS fund due to the number of calls and the type of calls that we've been receiving, so we need to purchase some extra supplies. The cemetery maintenance fund is also a carryover of a project from 2018. And the last change is to the replacement and improvement fund for the electric and the water, as well as the water utility reserve. And that goes hand in hand with the legislation that council approved to purchase two line feeders. So we're simply moving the original allocation for the first line feeder and adding $70,000 to purchase that second line feeder. And this does not have to be passed this evening if you have any other questions or need to look at it closer.
Anyone have any questions, comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second.
I couldn't see which of you said it. Okay. Second, Mr. Shute.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Quirkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
I move Resolution 5219 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Quirkman.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Quirkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution 5319. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Okay. Second, Mr. Spears.
Quirkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 5319. Resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one breathing air compressor system for SCBAs, or alternatively to purchase said equipment from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price. And it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, or alternatively, to accept quotes and enter into an agreement and or agreements for said purchases and declaring an emergency.
That's a mouthful. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. My apologies for the wordiness of it, but it really is just worded so that we can get the best price we possibly can, whatever way that takes. Basically, we had a situation where our breathing air compressor system, as Mr. Spears Jr. mentioned at the last meeting, it stopped working. We had the company come in to repair it, and they said, well, we haven't repaired this in years, this model. So it is well over 20 years old. As a result of that, we are now on the hunt for a new system. This system actually, our SCBAs are filled with this, obviously, so it's critical that we have an operable system to utilize. Chief Bishop is here if you have any questions about the specifics, but at this point we are still hunting for the best price we can get, whether that be through quote or a local contractor being that quote, or even getting quotes individually rather than through state bid. So our goal is the best price we can get at the, you know, obviously at the best quality. Anyone have any questions? Got one hand going up.
Just going to be more of a comment. Just that I would appreciate if we could get this passed tonight. At this point, we're now well over a month. So that was it. Thank you.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Larson?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Quirkman?
Yes.
I move Resolution 5319 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Shute?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Quirkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to let everyone know it'll be in the paper tomorrow. You guys have been going around. We are building a house outside of town. Next week will be my last meeting as a city council member for Oregon. So I appreciate working with everybody, and I'm sure that I'll have more to say next week possibly. So just let everybody know.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Anyone else have anything?
Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to remind outgoing council that I will need their iPads back after the last meeting.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Yes, you clean it.
I have requested that we announce a new council member workshop. And we had said December 9th. I'm now wondering if we should just do that maybe the 16th after the city council meeting. It looks like on your plan you have to appoint the new council member on the 16th. So maybe we just do our orientation right after that meeting, perhaps.
Hopefully that will be on the 12th.
Okay, yeah. And so I look at maybe moving that meeting from the 9th then to the 16th to be able to include the new council member. So. And if they can keep up with all the dates of this orientation, that proves they can be on city council as far as I'm concerned. So I'll be sending something out about that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Concerning Mike, wish him all the best. I did get that memo, and I was just curious on the 12th. It said interviews. How is that process going to work? And will council be part of that?
Council is.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't see a time or anything set for that. I know some of us work during the day.
Right. For time, we can work mostly with whatever we want to with council. We can have it at 7 o'clock or earlier, but we will go over the resumes that we've received so far and make our decision as for who that person will be.
Okay. Have we received any applicants?
Yes.
We have, okay.
Yes.
Two of them?
What was the date?
We're not going to announce names until we go over.
So
at the 12th,
say
that's
7
a Thursday evening. 7 o'clock on Thursday the 12th. Mr.
Yeah, it'd be Mr. Morrison's committee that would be running this interview in times.
Can change that because I'll be out of town on the 12th.
We don't have much. We don't have any time to change it to. We're at the end of the year, and that decision has to be made soon.
Right.
Don't we have 30 days from when the vacancy occurs? I mean, if you're talking end of the year, I understand that argument. But as far as the time frame, once the vacancy occurs, it's 30 days.
We do have 30 days. We do not want to wait 30 days.
So this is more of a want rather than need.
We will be after the first of the year if we may wait any longer, and this council will not be seated then.
Okay.
So then it would fall to the next council. We want it completed before this council leaves office.
So you want our input?
Yes.
So then can you accommodate a change to make sure we're all here? I don't know about the rest on the 12th.
Will you be back on the 13th?
Yes.
Or the deadline for applications is the 11th, correct?
Right.
Is there a feel for the 13th? That would be Friday the 13th, the luckiest day. <Yes. laughs>
Or the following Monday, either, whatever. I'll make myself available on the weekend.
Well, the following Monday will be council meeting.
Okay. After council? We got two applicants. It shouldn't take long.
Well, that's what we received on day one.
We still have another week to go for those people to send their applications.
Right. I'll put my vote in for the 13th. Looks like my daughter has something in the evening that's well.
Okay. Any others? Is it going to make or break you if we hold off till the 13th? I mean,
what day are you talking about now?
Friday the 13th rather than Thursday the 12th.
Yeah, that's all right.
Time of day?
That's up to you.
Okay. Everybody make it back to town by 5? 6? 5? Okay. 5 o'clock Friday the 13th.
You're also counting on those people that are interested in being able to be here on Friday then, too.
At 5.
Yeah, you have to make a time when they can be here for interviews, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we going to get to interview the people?
Well, I think that's the idea.
Yes, yeah.
So
that's when we're going
to. So they've got to be available to make it that time also.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's not just us.
Okay. That's very true. Maybe we can push the time back a little bit in case whoever the applicants are have to work the full day on Friday, give them a chance to get home or get back to town and eat dinner and whatnot. 6 o'clock.
Because we'll need to schedule them out.
Yeah, let's shoot for 6. If there's any change to that, then we'll notify everyone by email.
6.
And about how long are you figuring for each?
20 minutes, half hour. I'd say schedule them on the half hour. Does that sound...
Yeah,
fair enough.
The long one we were interviewing you was about that time.
Okay.
Hour, yeah. I know I'm going out, but I think a half an hour, then give yourself 15 minutes of breathing time in between discussion and then have the next one come in, possibly.
I didn't hear your comments, Mike.
Yeah,
could you repeat that, Mike?
If the first one's at 6 to 6:30, give yourself 10, 15 minutes to discuss real quick amongst the group and then bring everyone at 6:45. If there's two.
Want to discuss them both afterwards?
I think we discuss them all at the end.
Yeah. I mean, we just point out where we get. The start time is 6, and then we have no idea how many applicants there truly will be.
Right.
We're talking as if we know it's going to start.
Trust me, a half hour is going to be a long,
time for
this. I have a new wrench to throw in the. I'm not available on Friday the 13th.
Oh, no.
I guess we go back to the 12th or possibly, I don't know, how do you feel about Saturday?
Ricardo, you can't be there on the 12th?
No.
We can let him figure it out.
Yeah.
After the meeting.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I move we adjourn and discuss this after the meeting.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Need a second.
Second.
Isn't it still considered business, though? Isn't it still considered a meeting if we're still discussing?
That will be a committee.
Right now, everyone
has a meeting. I don't think we have to discuss that. It's going to be an open session.
Okay.
You just announced that you'll probably announce that there is a meeting when they ultimately decide. I guess if it's for employment, though.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl. I'm going to meet executive session real quick and then finish out.
You want to go into executive session?
Is that something we should do real quick so everybody can, you don't have to listen to us talk about it? And then we can come back out of executive session and announce when?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Thank you.
Who was second?
No one.
Oh.
Mr. Spears, Jr.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it should be.